Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Let's be honest, like getting older, it can be, well, a little scary, right? And you see all these images of like decline and frailty. But what if that wasn't the whole picture? What if we could actually change how we age? Not just live longer, but like really live longer, you know? That's what really got me excited about this book we're diving into today. It's called The Ageless Revolution by Dr. Michael Azzez.
It's a good one.
It's really interesting. It mixes like science and practical advice. It's like a guide to hacking your own biology.
I like that.
Make sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss our future deep dives. And you can find a link to Dr. Azzez's book in the description.
It's not your typical self-help book, though, is it?
No, not at all.
Dr. Azzez, he really gets into the nitty-gritty of aging,
He does, yeah.
like at the cellular level,
Yes.
but he explains it in a way that actually makes sense, you know?
It is understandable and interesting.
It's engaging, yeah.
Okay, so let's break down this whole ageless revolution idea.
Yeah.
Dr. Azzez is basically saying that aging isn't just this like inevitable slow decline. It's more like a bunch of system failures in our bodies.
Right.
And he thinks that by understanding and, targeting what's causing these failures, like way down at the cellular level, we can actually live longer and healthier lives.
And that's both our lifespan and our health span, right?
Exactly.
What I found really interesting is how he uses the blue zones as inspiration. You know those areas around the world where people live to be like 100 or older
Oh, yeah.
and they're still super
I'm
healthy?
healthy.
He thinks we can learn a lot from how they live, especially their diets and how their communities are structured,
Right.
and apply those lessons to our own lives.
Even if we don't, live in a blue zone.
Exactly.
And he gets really specific about these system failures he's talking about. He calls them the 10 hallmarks of aging. It's like he's giving us this roadmap to, what's going on inside our bodies as we age.
And these aren't just, abstract ideas.
No.
He connects each hallmark to what we actually experience as we get older.
Yes.
Like, for example, one hallmark is this loss of protein stability.
Okay.
Basically, the proteins in our cells, they start to kind of malfunction over time.
Oh, I see.
And that can show up as things like wrinkles, stiff joints, even, problems with thinking clearly.
Wow. And he has this great analogy. He compares our cells to a city.
I love that one.
Over time, the roads start to crumble. That's like our cells having trouble communicating, right? And then the power plants start to break down.
Which is like our mitochondria, those energy powerhouses in our cells, they start to lose their oomph.
Right.
They get less
Less
efficient.
efficient, yeah.
And then the construction crews, they dwindle.
Like our stem cells.
Stem cell
That's
exhaustion.
a really good analogy.
It really makes you think about how aging is this complex thing happening, like at a microscopic level.
Right.
But it's something we can potentially like actually change.
Influence,
Yeah,
yeah.
influence through the choices we make every day.
And it's not just about like looking younger.
No, not at all.
It's about how these changes in our cells, they affect our whole health and well-being. So let's talk about what we can actually do about it. Dr. Azzez doesn't just focus on the science. He gives us a plan for what he calls a pro-aging lifestyle. It's a set of habits and practices that can help us fight back against these aging processes. And he's very honest about the things that make us age faster. Like eating too much sugar, processed foods, smoking, drinking too much alcohol, being stressed all the time, not sleeping enough, and not moving our bodies enough.
Yeah, all the usual suspects, right?
Right.
But what really struck me was how open he was about his own struggles with some of these habits.
Oh, yeah, me too.
He talks about how he used to have tremors because of stress.
It's true.
And he's a
I
doctor.
know.
He knows all this stuff.
It shows that even doctors who like understand the science can still fall into these bad habits. Yeah, it makes him seem more human, you know?
Totally. It makes his advice feel more relatable.
Yes.
Like he's not talking down to us. He's right there with us, figuring things out as he goes.
Yeah, he
And he
is.
doesn't just tell us what not to do.
No.
He gives us actual tips for how to add stress-reducing activities into our lives.
He does.
Things like grounding, mindfulness practices, and regular exercise.
Yes. All right, let's talk about diet. I think this is where a lot of people get confused.
Yeah, for sure.
Dr. Azzez, he takes apart a lot of popular diet fads.
He does. He debunks myths about low-fat diets and
Yes.
those high-protein, low-carb trends.
Yes, those are popular. What's fascinating is that he thinks a balanced diet, with plenty of whole foods and healthy fats is actually the key to living longer.
I know, right?
He even challenges what we think we know about dietary cholesterol.
He shows how bad research led to all this misinformation about it.
Yeah, for decades. Yeah, I was surprised by that too. He says that eating moderate amounts of natural fats, like butter from grass-fed cows, can be good for us.
It really makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about food.
It really does.
It's like we were taught to be afraid of fat.
Right.
But he presents a really strong argument for why natural fats are important for healthy cells and hormones.
And he makes it clear that the ageless diet isn't about depriving yourself.
No, not at all.
He wants you to enjoy your food.
Yeah, savor the flavors.
And eat in a way that you can actually stick with.
That's key. Sustainable and enjoyable.
Totally. He also talks about intermittent fasting and the science behind it.
Yeah, how it can trigger these powerful processes in our cells.
Like autophagy.
Yes. Our body's natural way of cleaning itself up.
Right.
And boosting human growth hormone, which is important for cell regeneration.
I loved his story about doing a 48-hour fast himself.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It showed how adaptable our bodies can be.
It did.
And it made the science behind intermittent fasting feel more real.
For sure. And what's great is that he explains all the different ways to do intermittent fasting.
He did
so people can find what works for them.
So it's not just about living longer. It's about extending our health span.
Right. The part of our lives where we're not just alive, but thriving.
Exactly. And that leads us to the importance of exercise, both physical and mental.
Absolutely.
Dr. Aziz, he's a big fan of HIIT workouts, you know, high-intensity interval training.
Yep.
He likes them because they're efficient and effective.
They are.
But he also says it's important to keep our brains sharp.
Totally.
By learning new skills.
Yes.
Doing puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And staying connected with people.
Social interaction is key.
He even tells this story about a patient who got back in shape after having a stroke.
Inspiring, right.
Incredibly inspiring. It shows that it's never too late to start taking care of ourselves.
Never too late. But the ageless revolution goes beyond diet and exercise, too.
It does, yeah.
He gets into supplements and other, like, cutting-edge approaches.
Yeah, and he doesn't just throw out random recommendations.
Yeah.
He actually researches each supplement.
He does, meticulously.
And explains why it might be beneficial.
The science behind it, yeah.
Like taurine.
Oh, yeah, that one's interesting.
People in Okinawa, Japan, they eat a lot of taurine.
Another blue zone with a lot of people living to be over 100.
It's amazing.
It is. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this first part of our deep dive into the ageless revolution.
Oh, me too.
What really resonated with you? What surprised you?
Yeah, what surprised you?
Let's continue the conversation in the comments below.
Yes, definitely.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm excited to really get into the ageless diet with you.
Me too.
It's not about, you know, depriving yourself.
No, it's not.
It's about choosing foods that actually nourish your body.
Right.
And help you live longer.
Exactly, yeah. In the last part, we talked about how Dr. Aziz, he doesn't agree with that whole low-fat idea that's been around for so long.
Yeah.
He makes a really good case for why healthy fats are actually good for us.
He does. He says that natural fats are like the building blocks for our cells.
They are. And they're important for our hormones.
Yes. They help reduce inflammation.
And they can even protect our brains.
Yeah. And it's not just about eating any fat, right?
Right.
It's about choosing the good fats.
The quality fats.
Yeah, from things like avocados, olive oil, nuts, and even, get this, butter from grass-fed cows.
I know, right? That one surprised me too.
But he debunks those myths about saturated fat and cholesterol.
He does.
He shows how the research that led to us being afraid of those things, it was flawed.
It's so freeing, isn't it?
It is.
To realize that we can enjoy those foods without feeling bad. And it fits with his whole idea of eating in a way that you enjoy, that you can keep doing.
Sustainable, yeah. And pleasurable.
That's important.
So what does the ageless diet actually look like in everyday life?
Well, it's all about focusing on whole foods.
Okay.
Things that haven't been processed.
Unprocessed, yeah.
Lots of vegetables, fruits, lean protein.
He's all about getting a variety of colorful fruits and veggies.
Oh, yeah.
He even says, eat the rainbow.
I love that.
It's easy to remember.
It is.
Get all those nutrients and antioxidants from those colorful plants.
When it comes to protein, he says to choose lean sources.
Okay.
Like fish, poultry, beans, lentils.
Good sources.
He says to limit red meat and processed meats.
Because they can cause inflammation and increase the risk of some diseases.
Right. Now, what about carbs? Are those like off limits on this diet?
Not at all. It's not about cutting out carbs completely.
Oh, okay.
It's about choosing the right ones.
Okay, got it.
He recommends whole grains, like quinoa, brown rice, oats.
Those are good.
Yeah, they have fiber and nutrients.
They do.
Instead of refined grains, which can make your blood sugar go crazy.
And lead to insulin resistance, right?
Exactly.
He also talks about the importance of listening to your body.
Uh-huh.
And finding what works for you.
That's so important.
It is. He gives you ways to adjust the ageless diet to fit your own needs.
Yeah. What about drinks? What are we allowed to drink on this ageless journey?
He is a big fan of tea.
Tea?
All kinds of tea.
Every.
Green tea, black tea, white tea.
Wow.
Even herbal teas.
Oh, interesting.
He has some unique recommendations.
Like what?
Like Jiaogulan tea from China.
Never heard of that one.
It's supposed to help people live longer.
Oh, wow.
Says that these teas can fight those free radicals that damage our cells.
Oxidative stress.
Yes.
And support cellular health.
And good news for coffee lovers, he's not against coffee.
Oh, good.
You can drink it in moderation, but watch out for added sugar and artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, those aren't good.
He's especially cautious about artificial sweeteners.
Why is that?
There's research that suggests they can mess with our gut microbiome.
Our gut bacteria?
Yes.
Interesting.
And maybe even contribute to metabolic problems.
Speaking of the gut, he really emphasizes how important gut health is for longevity.
He does, yeah.
That whole community of bacteria in our digestive system, it affects everything.
Everything from how we absorb nutrients to our immune system to our brain health.
It's amazing.
He gives tips for keeping our gut healthy.
Like what?
Like eating fermented foods, getting enough fiber, and managing stress.
Oh, good things.
And he says to avoid antibiotics unless you really need them.
Because they can disrupt the balance of our gut bacteria.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the main parts of the ageless diet, but what about snacking?
Oh, good question.
Are we allowed to snack?
He doesn't say you can't snack.
Okay.
But he says to be mindful of what you choose.
So not the usual junk food.
Right. He says to choose snacks that are nutrient rich and that don't spike your blood sugar.
Makes sense.
So things like a handful of nuts, some seeds, a piece of fruit, maybe some plain yogurt.
Good options.
And he says to avoid constant grazing.
Because it can interfere with the benefits of intermittent fasting.
Right.
Those periods of not eating are important.
They are.
It's really a holistic approach to eating, isn't it?
It is.
It's not about strict rules and denying yourself.
No.
It's about making good choices.
Choices that nourish your body and help you age well.
Exactly.
It's about seeing food as something that can help you live longer.
Not the enemy.
Not the enemy, right.
I don't know about you, but after diving into this part of the book, I'm feeling inspired to change how I eat.
Me too.
It's amazing how even small changes can make a big difference.
In the next part, we're going to explore some of the more advanced strategies that Dr. Aziz recommends for taking the ageless revolution to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Like supplements, hormesis, and finding the right doctor.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the ageless revolution.
We've covered so much already.
I know, right?
From those 10 hallmarks of aging.
Yes.
To all the ways we can eat for longevity with the ageless diet.
Exactly. And now we're going to get into some of the more, I guess you could say, advanced strategies.
Yeah.
That Dr. Aziz recommends for really amping up our longevity.
This is where it gets really exciting.
It does. It does.
Dr. Aziz, he dives into the world of supplements.
He does. Yes.
But he does it in such a scientific way.
He does. He's very thorough.
I was really impressed by that.
You too.
He's not just pushing the latest fads, you know?
Yeah.
He's done his research on each supplement.
Yes.
And he explains how it might actually work, like the mechanisms behind it.
And he really stresses that supplements should be personalized.
Right. Not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Because everybody's different.
Exactly. He recommends talking to a healthcare provider who really knows their stuff.
Yes.
To figure out which supplements are right for you.
One that really stood out to me was taurine.
Oh, yeah, taurine.
He mentioned that people in Okinawa, Japan, you know, that blue zone where people live incredibly long lives, they eat a lot of taurine.
They do. And studies have shown that taurine can be really good for your heart.
It can.
It can protect your brain.
Yes.
And it can even help your mitochondria work better.
It's amazing. And it's so interesting how he ties these supplements back to those hallmarks of aging.
It all connects, right?
It is. It does.
Like, for example, he talks about this supplement called NAD.
NAD.
Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
It's a mouthful.
It is. He calls it the fountain of youth supplement.
Wow.
It's involved in so many things our cells do.
It's really important for repairing our DNA and making energy.
And as we age, our NAD levels drop.
They do.
Which can cause our cells to not function as well.
Right.
And speed up the aging process.
But there's research that suggests that taking NAD supplements can actually help bring those levels back up.
And maybe even slow down aging at the cellular level.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
He also talks about supplements that specifically target certain aging processes.
Okay.
Like, he mentions astragalus root.
Astragalus root.
It's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for a long time.
Interesting.
And studies show that it might activate telomerase.
Telomerase.
Which is an enzyme that helps protect our telomeres.
Ah, those protective caps on our chromosomes.
Exactly.
Which get shorter as we age.
They do.
So astragalus root might actually help keep those caps from wearing down.
Which could mean our cells live longer.
It's fascinating.
It is. Dr. Aziz also gets into hormesis, that idea of using controlled stress to make our bodies stronger.
Right. We talked about that a little bit before.
We did, yeah.
Things like cryotherapy, sauna therapy, even intermittent fasting.
He says these things can actually trigger helpful adaptations in ourselves,
making us better at handling stress.
And ultimately, living longer.
He even shares his own experiences with cryotherapy.
I know, it sounds pretty intense.
Stepping into a freezing cold chamber?
That's a little much for me.
But he says it's invigorating.
I love that idea, though, of using our body's natural stress response to our advantage.
It's a powerful concept. He emphasizes starting slowly with these things, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And listening to your body. It's not about pushing yourself to the extreme.
No, it's about finding that sweet spot.
Where you challenge yourself just enough.
To trigger those positive changes.
Exactly. And that leads us to another important piece of the ageless revolution.
Okay.
Finding the right doctor.
He's a big advocate for being proactive about our health care.
Absolutely.
He wants us to be our own advocates.
And find doctors who are up to date on all the latest in anti-aging medicine.
He gives advice on how to find a doctor like that.
Really emphasizing good communication and shared goals.
Yes.
Finding a healthcare partner who really gets you and wants to help you age optimally.
The ageless revolution really is about so much more than just living longer.
It's about a whole approach to health and well-being.
It is.
Making choices that support our minds and bodies.
And our emotions, too.
It's about recognizing that we have more power over how we age than we might think.
And then living those extra years to the fullest.
Dr. Aziz leaves us with a powerful question.
He does. What will we do with those extra years if we actually succeed in extending our lives?
What mark will we make on the world?
What legacy will we leave behind?
It's a good reminder that longevity isn't just about how long we live.
Right.
But how well we live.
Living a life with purpose.
With meaning and giving back.
It's been a great deep dive.
It has.
So tell us, what resonated with you from the Ageless Revolution?
What are you going to try in your own life?
Share your thoughts in the comments below.
And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might be ready for their own Ageless Revolution.
Remember, it's never too late to start making choices for a longer, healthier, and more vibrant life.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.